I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS and KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Just looking over my notes, my show prep with my famous notebook that everything in the show, 4 hours, fits on one page. And every now and then I write something I can't quite make out. And I look down. I'm like, I remember that. Yes, good. And I've written... appears to be, I like to eat whole stew, ha, 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 ha.
Is the last part definitely ha, 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 ha?
No, it's almost certainly
that's really funny
not.
That you wrote down your laugh.
But it looks like H-A-H-A-H-A, which I would never write that, so...
Man, you can't teach that. That just comes natural.
Have you ever tried to write a note like that to anyone recently? I can't do it without... So I write my mom a note in the morning, let's say, and at the end, I want to put an emoji. So I have to put a smiley face. So I just make two dots for the eye and a little face. And
to give the vibe. Yeah.
I mean, I can't. It's almost impossible.
You don't want her to think you're smarting off to her or something if you just end it with a period.
I feel like I use emojis too much, though. Anyway, normally in normal text conversations, like almost every text I send has an emoji.
It's hurting my feelings that I don't think she's ever texted me an emoji before.
Well, you know, let's say if you would have sent me a text on my birthday, and then I would have said,
and it all
thank
comes
you,
out.
I would have probably put an emoji.
With a little hindsight.
I've been holding on to this for what day is it today? My birthday was on Friday.
I knew you were going to have to do this at some point. I didn't know we were doing birthday text to Trish. Because Trish...
Because I brought it up at lunch the other day, and this has offended me even more. He goes to Rachel and Dave, did you guys text her? Like, why wouldn't they?
Because you are always like, man, when I'm not here, I don't even want to think about work. I'm off. I'm enjoying myself. And then when I text you, you're like, ugh. So it's like, I thought I was doing you a favor by leaving you alone on your birthday and letting you enjoy it.
She would hate this birthday wish.
Doing your favorite thing,
friend.
Going to the dentist. So I thought I was doing a nice thing. And then the group text was quiet. So I thought maybe these two weren't, because we did happy birthdays on Thursday. And I thought we were letting that be the happy birthdays.
Man, you really overthought it.
I did, and I tell you what, I came out wrong on it.
Yeah.
For all the thought that I gave it, I did not come out on
one
the right
of the
side.
People that you share all day, every day with, it was their birthday, and you didn't say
I
happy birthday.
I feel horrible if it was your birthday, and I didn't see you, and I didn't send you a text. Like, that's, I would be like, a monster. I'm just saying.
Whoops.
Anyway, I'm over it.
So were you a monster today at Casey's?
This was last night. I was thinking about your true selves conversation right after this happened. Because, you know, we hide our true selves. So last night, it's about, maybe like 10:30. And I started watching Better Call Saul. So I'm watching Better Call Saul on my computer. And I would love to make up a thing about like, he was eating something. And I thought, no, I just got hungry. So I really wanted a snack. And I was like, where can I go? And there's a Casey's within about 5 minutes of my house. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go for it. So this is not the first time I've done this, of course, but I got in the car, I headed over there.
I'm sorry, what time was it? 10:30?
Yeah, maybe like 10:30.
Which is very interesting to me, too. Like, you're at home, settled,
yeah,
and you go out
that
to
sounds
get a snack
really
at
hard to it, go out and get a
so
snack.
It was. When it's important to him.
He'll move heaven and earth.
He'll drive 5 miles at 10:30 p.m.
Now we know.
And so I get there, and I'm the only person in there, and it's clear that I've been the only person in there for a while. Because the employees are, like, just hanging out. They're, like, bickering back and forth,
this
having
a
good time.
With the box on the lady's head?
No, that was QT.
Okay.
The shame box?
Yes.
Yeah, the box of shame that the woman had, and all the men were standing around her and going, like, don't look at her.
It's the QT way.
So I go in, and like, I immediately feel out of place because they're having a good time. They haven't had a customer in 40 minutes, and it's the end of the night. And so I'm just, like, awkwardly walking around. And I realized that I am ashamed of myself that I'm just so fat that I had to get, I wanted a brownie. They didn't have any brownies, so I had to get donuts. That I had to have donuts at like 10:45, going to bed in 2 hours. I can't just stick it out. So I start like essentially pretending I was completely sober in all ways, but I started pretending to be like maybe a little addled, maybe like a little drunk, a little, you know, stoned or something. Cause I didn't want them to know. I didn't want them to know that I was just a fat guy who wanted donuts at 10:45 on the Tuesday.
You wanted them to think you were altered.
You're picturing them going like
at 10:30, driving your own car.
Look at this disgusting loser. Oh wait, I think he's just stoned.
Oh wait, he's just that's yeah. I was better. Trying to like
I think
play
he's just
off.
Really drunk. It's okay.
Just trying to play off that I had like I don't know the munchies or something.
How did you do this?
Yeah.
I just kind of like you know
give
half,
us an example.
I just kind of like half lidded the eyes and kind of like swayed a little bit.
Oh my goodness, Andrew.
Pull yourself together.
I know.
Just get the donuts.
I know.
Should walk in there like you own the damn place.
And, well, that was the problem. At first I did because I was completely, so at first I like kicked open the door and I was like, I'm hungry. And
get
I was
a little Fazoli's energy going.
Is that all you got?
Where are the
yes.
brownies?
So the only thing you got was a little package
yes.
of donuts.
Yeah. I felt like I couldn't
and you
get,
drove back
cover,
home.
I cover. Cover items. Yeah. It's all about cover items.
But no, I had already made the decision to go with I'm like super drunk or something and just have to have a snack. I had already made that decision,
but
so I couldn't do the cover items on top.
Someone super drunk would not just get donuts.
Was it the six pack or was it a bag?
It was a six pack.
Okay.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
It was a little ridiculous.
$1.
Did they make it home?
Yeah. They didn't make it much longer after I got home, but they made it home because it's really
so
close to my house.
Driving home. With donuts
mm-hmm.
in your passenger seat.
Yeah. Seat belted in.
What was your wife doing?
I don't know. Who knows? Who never knows with her? No, she was like watching TV. And so I had the same problem with her. So she was watching TV with her headphones in. And so usually it's pretty dark in our living room if we don't have any lights on, just the TV light. So, and she's got the computer in front of her. So usually if I do something like this, I can kind of slip out the door without her noticing.
So you won't say, hey, I'm going up
need
to Casey's.
Yeah,
do you need anything?
Would you like
right.
something, dear?
Shame. People, I just told you, I'm ashamed of this. So I'm like, I'm just going to try to slip out the door and
I'm just
going to
leave my
notice.
Wife alone. And if she notices, she'll probably be really freaked out.
Yeah, my
but
wife
that's
who
okay.
has multiple health issues, I'm just going to freak her out a little bit.
She would probably think I'm in the bathroom or something. I can get there and
you
back.
You do go to the bathroom for a long time.
In like, exactly. In like 10 minutes. So she catches me and she's like, where are you going? I'm like, out. And she's like, out where? Because it's 10:45 p.m. on a Tuesday. She's like, out where?
She's afraid you have a girlfriend and you just want donuts.
That's the thing. She finally was like, because this went back and forth for like a minute.
Andrew,
she's like, I really wish you would
be honest.
Yeah, like, I really wish you would tell me where you're going this late at night. And I'm like, okay, fine. I just have to go get a snack. I have to go get a snack. And now you forced it out of me. And she was like, you need to? And I was like, yes, I have to. I'm going.
I want to go back to the pretending to be drunk. What was the rationale behind that? Did you think that the Casey's workers would think that that was cool somehow?
Not that it was cool, just more understandable. Like, if I'm, like, super addled, it's like, oh, you know, you he had the late night munchies. He had to go to Jack in the Box and get his munchie
meal
or whatever.
I have to push back a little
bit. I respect that.
I have to go and get donuts because I'm just like, I don't even know what, 10:45, I don't even know. It's so out of my mind.
You're not going to Capitol Grill at midnight. It's Casey's at 10:30.
Yeah, you don't need
why do you
excuse.
Think people go to Casey's
right.
at 10:30? The people who work at Casey's know they're working at Casey's.
But they were like having they were in their own world. They were
good.
Having a great time. They were hanging out, and I felt like I was almost intruding on their good time.
Yeah.
Because they had to, you know, they didn't clean it up necessarily, but they had to, like, kind of stop as all the goofing
stop
that they
goofing
were doing.
Stop goofing off because they were working.
Well, because there was a person here now, and then I took forever. I couldn't decide what I wanted.
I just want to point out what we've learned. One of Andrew's best friend's birthday was Friday, and he didn't reach out because he, quote, didn't know we're doing that on Trish's birthday.
Yeah, didn't think she wanted to hear
from total
him.
Strangers who work at a convenience store. He pretends to be drunk so as not to bother them too much.
So they would think that
it's all clear.
Yeah, they would think that I was cool. And it took forever because I couldn't decide what I wanted because I wanted a brownie. They didn't have any brownies. So I'm just, like, patrolling the aisles. And so then
I would love to get security footage.
Me
of this.
Too.
That was when
especially
I was patrolling the aisles. That's when I was
realizing,
like,
he needs to act like he's drunk.
Yes, it was halfway down the candy aisle when I was like, "Wait, hold on,
I got this.
This is taking forever. It's so awkward because they're trying to have a nice time and you're intruding on this. It's 10:45 p.m. on a Tuesday. You shouldn't even be here. You should be at home. So just I gotta pull this together. I gotta save this somehow. So I was like, okay, here's what I'll do: half load the eyes. Kind of sway, woos a little bit, you know, drop the donuts on the counter, and I'm like...
They probably thought you were, like, a shoplifter or something, like case in the joint.
Well, when I put the donut, she was like, just this? And I was like, yeah, just this.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is upsetting me.
So bothered.
Well, and then it probably... I'm sure they knew what I was doing, because then as soon as I paid for it, I was like, okay, thank you. And I, like, left and hopped in my car and drove off.
I highly doubt they said, oh, what's up with that guy? Oh, well, he walked in and then thought he was intruding on us, so he acted like he was drunk. They probably didn't figure that part out.
I like that he wanted to... You know, when you are inebriated, it kind of erases your feeling of responsibility from a situation. He was trying to get that feeling without actually being drunk.
Yes,
he was trying to, like, trick his brain into being like, it's fine, you're drunk, nobody cares.
I was trying to impair my own judgment by force of will.
I used to do the opposite. When the Dave Glover Band started back in 2002, and for about 10 years we'd play almost every Friday, Saturday night until 1 a.m., which is weird for me. And so at 1:45, I would be in the drive-thru at a White Castle and where everyone's drunk. And it was so important to me to stand out. And I would just, I would be like Thurston Howell. I'm like, well, top of the morning to you. I believe I'll have the number one. Like, I would be so,
I'm not a drunk person at White Castle.
Yeah, so sober.
And I get that, too, because it's like they've been through the ringer. They've been dealing with these people all night. Yeah, and you're just trying to be like, I'm going to be not complicated.
Yeah. Okay.
But I had to hide my true self, as we so often do in society.
I think you just let it out more than you realize.
Right.
Welcome back, guys. DGS223. I know this is a lot of Andrew, but I can't help it. You just led me to my next topic. There's something called an ultra crepidarian, someone who gives their opinion on something that they know nothing or very little about. And just now, one of us was sharing that recently when they look a certain way, they feel a bit lightheaded. We started talking about vertigo. And then Andrew finishes this last thing that was said before we come back. And he's like, it's probably just an inner ear. You know, if Dr. Knoyer said that to me, I would, it would mean something. But a guy who just pretended to be drunk at a Casey's, like about donuts, not so much. Also, you probably didn't realize
I gotta pretend to be drunk, take some of the heat off.
You said the weirdest thing to Wheeler. When we walk in, we always have this crossover with Wheels, and he was recently in Michigan, and they have sand dunes in Michigan, and his brother-in-law, somebody, has dune buggies and races them, and he's just talking about hit the nitrous, and you go 60 miles an hour, blah, blah, blah. And I know what you meant to say, but what you said was, Wheels, you're like... Every little boy wants to grow up, but platonically.
I said the platonic ideal of what a little boy wants to be.
What did you mean? Why the word platonic?
And it landed with a thud, and I thought it would be a hit. Isn't that the phrase, the platonic ideal, like the paragon, the absolute shining example? No, like,
platonic means non-sexual.
It does, but it has that other meaning when used like that. Here, let me look it up.
Maybe you're about to educate me. I've never heard it used in any other way.
I mean, it could have another definition, but nobody ever uses it like that.
The Platonic ideal from Plato, a general philosophical position deriving both directly and indirectly from the writings of...
He means Play-Doh.
It was a D, not a T.
That object is called the... Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm reading this thing right here. According to Plato, there's a world of ideas abstract and the world of shadows, and those ideas are concrete. So imagine there's a perfect chair in the world of ideas. When I think of a chair and you think of a chair, they will both resemble the perfect chairness, but we can't grasp the perfect chair. So the perfect chair would be the platonic ideal of a chair. Everyone's accepted idea.
It's just a strange decision to make. Look, you educated me. I didn't know that. I know who Plato is, and now it makes sense. But it doesn't make sense when you're trying to say that. Never use the word platonic and little boy in a sentence. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I knew that wasn't the right way to say it, but I decided to let it rip anyway.
Yeah, that's why it thudded.
And it just thudded. I mean, even Wheeler looked at me like I was crazy because.
Because he's what you're talking about.
He's like a sports guy.
He was like the perfect platonic boy.
He's like a sports guy. He went on vacation where he got in a nitrous dune buggy and did flips all over the place. I was like, this is like what every little boy wants to be. But I used little boy in there.
Yeah. Anytime. Well, how you just said it right now was perfect. You're like what every little boy wants to be.
Yeah, it would have been a lot better if I said that. But I wanted to look smart. And I made everyone super uncomfortable. And Wheeler immediately went, okay, we'll see you guys. And walked straight out.
You're like, damn, he's cool.
He's so platonic.
We had a caller call and complain yesterday about Gene because Gene was spreading Trump propaganda, which was so refreshing. We never get that. Like 20 years in 97.1, if the phone rang, you knew what it was. Mm-hmm. Someone's mad because you don't like Trump. And just to now and then have people call and say, like, hey, get the Trump stuff off. It's like,
strange.
Okay.
It's strange, for sure.
It is. Yeah. It's comfortable. You guys see that in Texas, a county just outside of Fort Worth, they have banned Diary of Anne Frank. Mm.
Really? What was the reasoning behind that?
I've not read that since I was in about 7th or 8th grade, but evidently there are some allusions to sexual activity in some way, or maybe her hitting puberty, and that's what it was.
I mean, but at what age are you reading the Diary of Anne Frank?
Well, first of all, no one's picked up that book in Fort Worth in 30 years. I mean, it's you always say this, Rach. Now that you've done this, every kid's going to go out and read it because they think it's about sex when it's not.
You know what? I think there is a passage of her talking about one of her friends that's a girl, and she says something like, I would love to kiss her or something. I guarantee you that's why they took it out.
They said it had a same-sex connotation as well.
Oh, my gosh. So that just automatically erases all merit that piece of work would give to children who read. I mean, come on, give me a break. I remember reading that as a little girl and going like, oh, that's different, and moving on with the book.
Yeah.
I wasn't a little girl, though. I was a teenager. That's the
age
that
you made
a
good point. Yeah, like who's reading this? It's not a five-year-old.
They're not sitting down with fourth graders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And if you're afraid of that, just have a section for high schoolers. Done. I just solved it. 5 seconds. You can't read it unless you're a freshman in high school.
I just don't get, okay, that is seems to be the most innocent mention of a sexual relationship, whether it be with man, woman, boy, girl. Like, are we going to pretend, or is that what people want, just to pretend things aren't happening? Like, to put everyone in a little bubble? I mean, they're going to figure it out at some point, and then what are you going to do?
We're going to talk more about that. You're going to talk more about that after the break. 235 DGS, I think Wheeler, the platonic idol of all little boys, should be here at some point. He's going to join us. In the pitch meeting today, and Rach brought up something very interesting and very similar, so I'm just going to turn it over to them, so you guys take it away.
Well, first I want to shout out to Root Berry and Julia from Jasper Paul. They sent us lunch today. It was really good. Root Berry is 100% plant-based, and they have a new ghost kitchen at the Galleria. So thank you to them. It was awesome.
Can you tell them about our text when I didn't understand what you were saying?
Were you being serious?
Completely. I was driving, and I was being completely serious.
So I sent a text to all three of these guys this morning, and I said, hey, Root Berry is bringing us lunch at noon. And what did he say?
He said, that is so weird, because last night I bought root beer for the first time in years. And I was like, Root Berry is a vegan restaurant.
I know. I was like, is he trying to be funny or what?
Yeah,
like,
no. I obviously didn't even read it.
Oh, my God.
Like, root beer's bringing its lunch. Like, thanks, Root Beer.
What kind of root beer did you get? Because I think there's
Diet Fitz's.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a real difference in quality of root beer from brand to brand.
Oh, for sure.
I'm just throwing that out there. That's my topic today.
What's your fave?
Fitz's or A&W.
Man, Dog and Suds. Mm.
What is it?
It's called Dog and Suds. It was like
you've talked about this
an
before,
original
but I'm
Sonic
not... yeah.
in Wood River. Yeah, it was the best.
Like King Louis has that homemade root beer.
Yeah, sure does.
Ooh, I've never had that.
Oh, it's real good.
Sounds good.
Have it next time you go see my mom. She loves
it. By there?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like her favorite.
Have it next time you go
it's
see
her favorite
my mom.
Restaurant. He talks about that.
She works there.
She's a car hop.
So I was thinking about this morning. So I really think we're divided, obviously, as a country, and not just Republicans and Democrats. It seems to be whether you love Donald Trump or you don't. And so think of which category you're in. I'm sure it won't take you very long. And now I don't want to argue about that, like whether he's right or wrong or whether you should love him or don't. So if you could just tamper that down a little bit. I don't understand how one side sees it so clearly and thinks without a doubt that they're right. But so does the other side. They think they see it so clearly and that they're 100% right. So it was like, I really, you know, Dave always talks about other dimensions or parallel universes. I'm like, okay, this is the closest I get to hopping on that train with you. And it's like somebody's doing some weird social experiment with us all. Like they put, you know, 3 drops of this weirdo liquid drug in half of the country's glass and not the other because everyone is sure they're right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no possibility that the other side's right at all, mm-hmm. without a doubt. What is that?
And parenthetically, I was just thinking of this, the same people, I wonder if they're like that about everything. Like if you said, who's the best cardinal of all time? Would people like want to kill you if you didn't say Bob Gibson? You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if the same people who go to the mat over Donald Trump and MAGA would be reasonable about other things, whichever side of the MAGA you're on.
Yeah, whether you hate them or like them.
I don't know. Like, there are people that, like, you know, if you say like, oh, I've never seen like we used to work with a guy a long time ago that, like, if you said like, oh, I've never seen Back to the Future, he would lose his mind. He'd be like, what? You've never seen Back to the Future. I think some people just...
Talking about John Beck?
Yes.
But it seems more than just that one-off guy.
Yeah.
It's literally both sides. Like, what I also don't understand is... Well, I just lost my train of thought.
I think I have an answer. I have an answer. I think it's twofold. I think that, in my experience, dealing with people on both sides, that when you see something black and white different, it's one, you just don't have the right information. You're getting your information from the wrong sources. If you had the information I have, you would see it my way. Fair enough. The other one is when you resort to the supernatural. I'm not crapping on religion here. I'm just saying that if I'm talking to someone who's religious and I'm like, well, how about this? And they're like, well, that's just a miracle of God. Well, now we've lost our common ground. Because you're talking about something supernatural. And at least with MAGA, when you go to like QAnon and JFK Jr. is still alive and all these things, these conspiracy theories, to me is kind of the same thing. That if when we're having a discussion slash debate slash argument about it and you go, well, you just don't understand it because in the 5th posting from Q, it says this, you're resorting to the supernatural.
Right, but there's a, I would say the vast majority of MAGA is not into the Q conspiracy stuff. I think there are people who are MAGA who are over Trump. It's become its own thing now. Like, for example, like you could probably support Ron DeSantis instead of Trump and you're still MAGA. You're still Make America Great Again. To me, the big difference, like the only way that it makes any sense to me is it's just an indicator of how differently people see the country according to their lifestyle. Like, what are your values? Oh, they're actually way different than mine. There are the people who can't get past that. And then there are the more reasonable people in the middle who are like, okay, we obviously have different values on some things, but we can probably come together on 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 other things. And they're willing to have the conversation. It's just more in vogue right now to yell at each other.
But what is it about this particular thing? Because we've all disagreed in the past. We've always been on our own respective sides. We've always voted for one president or one party over the other. So what is it about this thing that is making it absolutely, you know, 100% a deal breaker with some people, or you're nuts? No, you're nuts. Like, because it just didn't feel like that before. You would vote for who you, and we've talked about this before, you voted for who you voted for, then you went back to your corners and you waited till the next election. This is seeping into everyday life, everyday families, everyday friend groups, like that intense.
In my opinion, I think that it started with, Davey just kind of brought this up. It started with, I think, like the Pizzagate stuff, where we started being told that now the stakes are not just who the representative will be or, you know, who's going to be the mayor of a town. Now the stakes are like supposedly like children's lives that are being trafficked, things like that. And then it just spiraled from there. And then it became, I can't believe you believe something so insane. Well, I can't believe you support people who are doing, you know, satanic rituals or whatever nonsense.
But is that fair to say that all Republicans believe in Pizzagate? Because I don't think it is at all. I think it's a very small portion.
I agree with you.
It's not, but I think that's part of the failings of the whole societal issue is that now it has become the left thinks this and the right thinks this. We're no longer looked at. And we no longer look at each other as individuals. We look at each other as a block. We look at each other as a characterization.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. Because you believe X about this.
Because
you can't possibly be a rational person about anything.
Because you are a Republican, you co-sign this belief, and therefore I cannot talk to you. Or because you are a liberal, you co-sign, you know, communism and, you know,
The amount that you see people on Facebook who don't know each other in the comment section using the word liberal as an insult, like, oh, just like a liberal, or like, I guess you're one of them deplorables. It's like, you're absolutely right, Andrew. It's just throwing someone into a category so you don't have to continue the conversation. Maybe it's an indication of how lazy we are, how intellectually lazy we are, that it's just easier to go like, oh, you're an other. I'm not even going to bother with you, and I'm going to stick to talking to my own people who make me feel good.
But as I said yesterday, being completely intellectually honest, I'm like that too. I mean, for entertainment purposes, if we want to have a QAnon person on the show, like, okay. But if in real life, some QAnon person wanted to sit down and have a long conversation with me about it, I don't have a lot of interest.
Right. But if a MAGA person wanted to talk to you, I think you would 100% talk to them because I see you doing it all the time.
Yeah, but I'll be further honest. It's becoming monolithic in my mind. It may not be fair, but we all compartmentalize things for convenience cerebrally.
But do you think it's fair whenever people look at you and they go, oh, Glover's so liberal now, he wants to defund the police, when you've never said anything close to that?
No. And it's unfair for me to do it too, but we do it.
Here's where it hit me. I just figured out why I was thinking this way. There is a person that I really respected, and I respected what they did in their respective industry. It's not this one. And I liked the person. I liked the stuff they posted on social media. And, you know, I would say we were acquaintances, not besties by any means. But then I saw them put up a political post, and I was really like, oh, really? Okay. And I unfollowed the person, which was probably not great of me, but I put that person in a camp and then was no longer willing to enjoy their other posts.
But
it really affected me and what I thought of them. And I don't like that, because then someone's doing it to me too. And I don't like how we've all become. That's why I said it doesn't matter what side you're on here. I'm just saying, as a bigger picture, why is this thing the thing that we are making, you know, be the mark of someone? It's just interesting to me. It's like, I literally feel like somebody's doing a social experiment on us. Like, here's group A and here's group B. Let's see how they react when they're fed this pill. It's weird, because I've never been through anything like this, like that at all, where they posted something about even religion. I don't mind if, you know, I've never changed my view of someone over something that stupid. And I'm really, I didn't really like that I did that when once I recognized it.
And again, I'll say for the third time, I've gone from 5 years ago, probably, when we had the very first story about people getting divorced over Donald Trump. And I legitimately reacted to that like, oh, that'll never happen again. Like, that's the dumbest thing ever. And we talked about it. And we talked about how dumb it was. And now, again, if I see someone dressed like a 1776 patriot on the side of the road, I'm like, I know everything about you. And I don't. I don't know anything about them.
But, well, that might be enough.
I'm but just I see kidding. That, and I'm like, I know who you are. 252 DGS. Have you guys seen this crazy story about the co-pilot that jumped out of the plane?
No.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big commuter plane. It's one of those, like, fat-bellied ones. And it has stairs in the back. Okay, kind of picturing it. Probably carries 50 people. Commuter flight. And there's a pilot and co-pilot. And they're coming in for landing. And the co-pilot's landing, and they landed really hard and really bounced it to the point that they had to take off again and come back around. And as they're going back around, the co-pilot stands up, looks very distressed, says, I need some air, walks to the back, opens it up, and jumps out. Yeah.
And was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
I didn't know if they were near the ground or...
No, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Air traffic control that you can hear is pretty amazing. Like, the co-pilot is clearly, like, very stressed, and he's just like, well, I'm just letting you know there's a dead body now that you should be on the lookout for, because he just jumped out of the plane.
Wow.
And air traffic control is like, why? And he's like, I don't know. I'm just trying to land this thing, and he got up and jumped out.
Speaking of air flight, I'm not sure why this makes me angry. Having just had a terrible experience with American Airlines and having an 8-hour layover, and I signed up for their stupid black card, they came out today and said they're buying 20 supersonic jets, like the Concorde. And I'm like...
You're not big on that, or...
No, I think that's fantastic, but it's like, how about if you try to not have me sit my ass for 8 hours in Charlotte before you buy 20 supersonic jets? You know, like, let's get the basic things down before we start going supersonic, American Airlines.
Yeah. Like, you can't even get flights out on time for, like, months now.
That's just, I feel like that's always going to be a thing.
You think this is the new normal when it comes to, like,
okay.
air travel?
Great. Okay. Interesting point.
I really do.
I hope, whether it's McDonald's or American Airlines or getting a new engine, that this doesn't become the new normal. You know, like it used to be, if you had any delay, that was pretty rare. I mean, I've flown a lot, especially back in the 90s when I was a lawyer. I flew pretty much every day. It was so rare to even have like a 5-minute delay. So if the new normal becomes an hour delay, we're like, hey, we're only delayed an hour. Not too bad. Or the new normal becomes McDonald's takes 30 minutes in the drive through instead of 5. Like, I think we're all performing lower than we used to. And I hope that at some point when we're capable, whatever that means, we get back to firing on all cylinders. We don't just go like, hey, we got used to this. It's fine.
Standards lowered forever.
Yeah.
I felt like being late was always a thing. I don't know. I remember in high school, my friend and I were coming back from, I don't know, the beach somewhere. And we had they said, will anyone get off the plane and we'll give you $300 or toward another flight. And so my friend and I did, because my sister lived in Texas at the time. So we just called her and said, will you come pick us up at the airport? And she did. And we got vouchers for another.
You guys were flying by yourselves in high school?
Yeah. It was spring break or something.
Damn, sister.
Trish was cool, Dave. Okay.
I guess.
They had snuck out.
No. You didn't go on spring break?
In high school?
No.
Yeah. High school?
I didn't go in college either.
Yeah.
Spring break is a thing for high schoolers. It was not just mine. I swear, all of the kids here do it.
Maybe for
somebody
some
back
high schoolers,
me up on this.
Maybe for cool high schoolers.
So you didn't do that over in Illinois?
Phoebe's 17, and I would never say it's okay for her and a 17-year-old to fly somewhere.
Where were you going?
I think we went to South Padre Island for spring break 1 year.
You went
and
to an
they would
island
go,
by yourself in high
it's
school.
In, I mean, it's the beach in Texas, South Padre. But yes, every class did it. This is not.
This is not just me. I'm sure lots
they
of
do
other,
it now.
It's just you in this room.
I'm sure lots of other cool people went to spring break on an
it
island.
It is not a cool person thing. And I don't think South Padre Island is like the island you're thinking it is. Just,
I don't know.
It's just
islands.
Like the beach, like Panama Beach. Or
yeah, I went to McDonald's with my mom and dad when I was 17. So it's a pretty long way.
That was
from
your
there
spring break.
South Padre Island.
So wait, Phoebe's class doesn't do it either?
They're talking about doing a trip, but it's 100% with the moms.
Yeah, and I think the moms go along now because it's the fun thing to do and probably more responsible.
I'm sure that's the only reason
but
the moms
come
along.
But we used to go by ourselves.
Not to crap on Pat and Larry.
Everybody did it. I'm serious. This is not just a me thing. This is every school,
okay.
Every class. Yes, please.
Let us know on Twitter.
Did
someone
you travel for spring break?
Without your
by yourself.
By yourself.
In high school.
When you were a minor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.